Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back to the conclusion of the commentary I began yesterday, discussing the economic outlook for Michigan for the next year. As I said, the Michigan Business Network last Thursday hosted the Lansing Economic Forecast Breakfast. The distinguished speakers, for the most part, reported that the economies of Michigan and Lansing have been moving in positive directions for the past few years and anticipated the growth will continue in 2016. Both Chamber of Commerce President Tim Damon and MSU Economics Professor Charles Ballard named cautions in their presentations. Unfortunately, I think that their lists of looming financial and economic obstacles were inadequate. That leaves it to me to share with you the rest of the story. Damon warned that municipal government unfunded liabilities could wreak havoc next year. Ballard cautioned attendees about the risk of last Wednesday's Fed announcement increasing the federal funds interest rate, the continuing impact of the Chinese economic downturn, and the temporary strength of the U.S. dollar. While I appreciate the speakers for pointing out these potential pitfalls, here are other issues about which they should have cautioned those in attendance. 1. What will happen on April 1st next year after some Michigan residents are cut off from Social Security and federal disability payments that they used to collect? 2. What will happen to tens of thousands of Michigan residents if the state-provided Medicaid health care benefits under the Affordable Care Act are cut off? 3. What will happen to existing and retired local and state government workers if promised retirement benefits are canceled or cut back, just like we saw over 20 years ago in the private sector, when businesses had to record the same unfunded liabilities that governments will now be forced to disclose? 4. How will Michigan residents be affected as hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars are repatriated to the U.S. Treasury as central banks replace dollar reserves with Chinese yuan? There are many other near-term risks to Michigan's economy about which attendees at this program were not informed. Without fuller disclosure, planning for the future becomes a lot riskier. That's it for this time. Tune in again tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.